What's up, wrestling fans? We're back. Discuss TNA Impact Wrestling coming off of a wild Rebellion show that I think people are underrating. But the big thing is it got people talking about TNA for the first time in a long time in the way that they're talking about TNA. Matt Hardy returned. That's a huge name. That's the biggest name on the roster right now. Say what you want about the guy. You don't like him? Fine. He's the biggest name on the guy. He's Matt fucking Hardy. He gets buzz. It popped up all over the place. Oh, where's he going? Is he a free agent? Yeah, so I don't hear people, you know, saying, oh, fuck Matt Hardy, whatever. Santana returned. That's huge for TNA. And I'm saying in terms of TNA, not like WWE or AEW, but whatever. And I keep people are like downgrading this pay-per-view, which was the most exciting goddamn thing I've seen since in years. And I don't think it's a surprise at all that it was announced. This was the first actual thing that they did without Scott's information, like any of the shit that he had. And everyone, welcome Gary to the show. What's up, Gary? What are your quick thoughts?
Very, very solid to great show. It did everything we'd ask for. The whole product as a whole with creating the buzz. The venue looked as good as ever. This is the same venue, mind you, that we were at Hard to Kill at as well. And that was a Scott production. And this was, I thought this was like five times better than how Hard to Kill looked.
And some props to Scott, because I'm pretty sure he did Hard to Kill, right? He was in charge when Hard to Kill.
Yeah.
Hard to Kill was recently announced as the most, sorry, not the highest whatever. No one's ever paid or watched a TNA or Impact pay-per-view as much as they did Hard to Kill 2024. It beat It beat Unstoppable or Unbreakable, whatever the hell it was, with AJ and, you know, the greatest the three-way match, the best fucking threat ever. Yeah. It was the most watched TNA thing ever. And now they go on to this, which I think is going to even beat it. Because this was so much more interesting. And there was, they had the rumors of who was going to show up, which I thought, you know, we talk about all the time, have teases. People love that shit. And I wonder how many people actually tuned in because of the teases. Like, I kept saying to people, like, listen, there's a bunch of good matches in here, but all I care about is what happens at the end of the show, because I thought they were all going to show up at the end. But they did something even smarter than that. It wasn't, like, we all thought it was a group, but it's just random people returning, and there's probably going to be more of them, you know, in the future. I have a theory on Tessa, which I'll get to in a minute, but, yeah.
Who was it I saw today? I want to say NXT let someone go. Who was it? It was, Von Wagner, I don't know much about him. Also somebody that, you know, TNA could look at because he does have the NXT, I guess, 2.0 experience. So
speaking of, also Jinder. And I know this is going to be, well, I know a lot of people aren't going to like it, but listen, Jinder is a name Impact for years has talked about, and I'm pretty sure it's like a real stat thing that they kill it in India, or they do very well in India. I mean, WWE is incredible in India, so I'm sure they're just maybe just, you know, they love fucking wrestling over in India. They can do an Indian tour if they get this guy, you know, bring back Kali, get Jinder. They can do a goddamn bloodline. Jinder is cousins with Champagne Singh, and his grandfather is, or uncle is Gama Singh, who were, Champagne is part of the roster, and Gama was, you know, showed up last year or whatever, 2 years ago. So they can do a, they can do a goddamn thing with that. I think that would be cool.
Well, yeah, if, and I don't know if Boo Pinder's anything to do with any of those gentlemen, but he'd be another one I would consider adding, you know, because he's been face since he came in, and it'd be interesting to see a heel would do, and, you know, Boo Pinder.
I'm just saying, if that's possible, I know people don't want to hear about that, most of them, but whatever. I'm excited. You can listen back to any of the podcasts. I haven't been this excited in a long time. Let's just go down the show quickly. The pre-show, Rascals versus Leon Slater and ABC. Love seeing Leon Slater and Myron Reed in there. Like, you know, nothing really changed, and they're just thrown in there. I just don't know about who wins these matches and who loses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not really a difference between the Rascals and ABC.
I mean, I like this six-way, you know, six-man match.
Yeah, really fun.
Leon Slater and Myron Reed are very similar, same kind of ear, kind of same high-flying mindset. Very, very cool to see two newer talents, in a TNA ring, especially the Kickoff Rebellion.
I actually got this one wrong, mostly because I was thinking like you. I was watching it with Robles, and I was like, okay, I know for a fact who's going to win this match. It's the Rascals, because look at their gear. They have new gear that all matches. But no, they lost. So nice swerve there. Nice gear swerve, I guess. I don't know. But I figure if you have new gear like that, let them win the match. You know, is that silly? I mean, they look super cool.
I guess Leon tried to do what he... I guess because really they aren't really a threesome.
That's fair, yeah.
I think he tried to do, like, to make himself look like them, but I think, you know, like, they probably don't
want... But I mean,
the problem is they
are a threesome with the Rascals, you know what I mean? Like, they've wrestled together a lot. Leon Slater hasn't wrestled with ABC, so I would have had to go the other way and be like, you know, they have to work with Slater a little more, but whatever. Fun match to open the show. And then... Digital media title, Crazy Steve versus Laredo Kid. I don't know. This was okay. I don't know. I feel like Steve is like a hardcore guy, and we talked about it, how they should have changed it to be a hardcore title. But now Laredo Kid wins his first title. This guy almost died a year ago, remember? So, I mean, like, he was so proud and excited on Facebook. Just seemed like an awesome guy. I fought him for a long time. I fought him, like, while he was injured, you know what I mean? And, like, now he gets to win a title. Like, that's awesome. He's really proud, but I hate this goddamn title. What does it mean? He's an X Division guy, Laredo Kid.
Yeah, I was really surprised it went this way for the fact that Tom Hannafin mentioned that Crazy Steve was closing in on 100-plus days as champion or 100 days, and I thought maybe they'd get to the triple digits and then, like, maybe take the title off him at, like, the tapings that, I guess.
Yeah, well... I'm super happy. I mean, I love Laredo Kid. Now it feels like an X Division title. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what's the difference between Laredo Kid and the X Division guys? And yeah. I feel like they finally figured that out with getting the big, goofy, smelly giant Jake something out of the X Division. The greatest matchup and one of my favorite characters in the history of wrestling, Mustafa Ali. First off, he had his crew come down trying to stop the match from even happening, which I thought was just great. I love everything about this guy. I don't know how he's a bad guy. He's just pointing out that this big giant should not be wrestling in the X Division. I don't know.
Well, I think...
And he out-wrestled him. Like,
yeah, and I think that's proof right there. The size advantage sometimes can be against you because he pinned Jake with a rope-assisted mousetrap pin, so he kind of weight against him. So,
okay, I love so many things about the show because, like, even this, Jake is gone. Jake's gone from the X Division. Like, I'm not going to get into spoilers yet, but I guarantee it. I don't even have to look at spoilers yet. He needs to be out of the X Division. That's why they wrote this shit out. And I bet you they do a thing where it's like, fuck it. Yeah, there is no more no limits because it's stupid. It worked once for Samoa Joe. There's not another Samoa Joe.
No.
But whatever. I mean, how awesome is Ali? Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a very good champion. I know he's probably not wanting maybe a lengthy contract or whatever currently, but if we can get him under at least a year, 2 year contract, that would be, you know,
that'd
be
awesome. That's like the one problem with pretty much everyone and everything in TNA. They have to just lock a few people up. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Just looking at like latest pictures, I feel like they locked up Spitfire maybe, and I could see Kay kind of going away soon, and I saw Hammerstone instead of Josh on one of the latest like photos, which I thought was really interesting, even though Josh got the win. But we'll get to that in a minute. And okay, I'm sure you hated this. A third pre-show match.
Yeah, definitely did. But
just a huge personal F you to Gary.
Well, my thing is, with it being a third match, I guess it was, I went back and watched it today because I didn't watch it upon, you know, watching it. I watched it. You're able to watch currently the highlights or what, all three of these matches currently on YouTube. So if you get a chance, you miss the pre-show, go head on over and do a few searches there for those three matches.
Right. I think it's right on their YouTube, official Impact.
But it was a pretty solid match. I was not expecting them to retain. I thought, like, lately we've been kind of hot potatoing the women's tag. So I honestly thought maybe get Decay getting the title back.
But like, what am I reading? Hall from 411 Mania says, these teams have traded the titles, so it's nice to see the champs retain for a change. Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah.
But then he says, I'm not sure what's next for Decay, but given the lack of depth in the division, they probably won't be away from the tag titles for long. It's so true what it's saying.
Pretty cool.
We might have a new team that came in at the tapings. We will get to that later. I'm going to run down the spoilers.
Pretty cool finisher move by Spitfire with a torture rack into a set out.
Yeah, I did think it took a tiny bit too long, though, no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it looked like it was, they were, Rosemary is going to get hurt like really bad. You know, I don't mind spine busters, but I feel like, you know, that you're sometimes one move away from it really, you know, paralyzing somebody.
Yeah, I got to say, there's a lot of good, but good Lord, I don't give a fuck about Decay. You could wave them, just cut them both. And I can't believe Rosemary was my favorite character in the history of wrestling at one point. I don't even want to watch her wrestle anymore. I think the haircut makes her look stupid. I think it makes her look less scary. There's nothing intimidating or cool. She used to be the coolest looking fucking character in the world. Now she's just a regular character with short hair and her face paint. Like,
well, I think the problem was...
And a loser.
Yeah, and I think the problem, the other half of the team is they've made Havoc too, like,
beatable. Oh, Havoc, yeah.
You know, like, she comes off as this huge, like, why not make her, like...
She was a world champion, no?
Yeah, like, make her the King Kong Bundy of
Seriously.
The women. You know, there's no reason why.
Wrong with pushing a big girl? I think they have a problem. They seem to have a problem with that. I mean, Savannah's a fucking joke if she's even still with the company. But whatever. DJ Ashba sang the national anthem. I don't know who the fuck that is, but
He didn't actually sing it. He played with a guitar.
Oh, put a version. Okay, gotcha. Sorry.
Yeah, kind of Eddie Van Halen style, if you will.
Thank you, Gary, for making me look like an idiot. nice opening video. Then they had the X Division match to start off. Great match to start off. Again, Ali's fucking fantastic. I love the first class stuff. I don't know about this. I didn't love this match, but Swan versus Hendry. But I love the bullshit. Like Sean Merriman.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of like, I didn't think he would turn on him because I really felt like maybe they were planning.
Actually felt that one coming, yeah.
Yeah, and then I see him kind of like turn his head as, oh shit, he's gonna clothesline Hendry or something. Yeah.
And then again, people are making fun of things that I swear to God, it's like, I hate when people say like you're all virgins or something like about fans, but there was this fucking hot girl who comes in and starts twerking on over Hendry after he lost. You saw that, right?
Yeah.
So there was like eight people from first class in there. And I just thought it was like, it's awesome. Like Francis keeps finding these people, and it's like he's friends with rappers and shit. And like somebody literally put a screenshot of this girl twerking, and they're like, this is what TNA has fallen to. Like, what? I'm sorry, it was really fucking funny, and you got a hot girl twerking on a guy who just fucking lost. Like, Jesus.
Well,
not everything has to be two white guys wrestling for 45 fucking minutes
in a match
where they both look exactly the same, and one of them wins, and everyone calls it the best match ever, which is every AEW match.
Well, and I like it because you're bolstering the start of a bit of a faction, and you know
everyone laughed at AJ Francis. I love this guy now.
Yeah, it seems to me they're kind of added members. You know, like they're trying to become like the system.
And again, I'm reading this and it says he was handed a chain by a quote unquote TikTok legend. But I'm sorry, like wrestling fans are such fucking nerds. Yes, there probably are TikTok legends these days. I don't go on TikTok. I'm 40-something. But you know who does go on TikTok? Young people. Like, there's nothing wrong with going after fucking young people and to make fun of that shit. It's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. I mean, Sean Merriman, again, everyone can abuse him. He's a bigger name than most everyone in TNA right now. Still.
Yeah, and then we had Lars Fredrickson on the pre-show with
Spencer. Oh, yeah, I forgot about him. Damn it.
Remember what band he's with, because I don't
Rancid.
Okay, I do remember him. I can't say I ever listened to him though.
I was talking to BJ about it, and he was like, you know, they haven't been like, nobody's known about them in like 20 years, and I'm like, dude, it's the same from TNA. Why is everyone making these complaints? Like,
yeah,
Like, TNA's not going to get Metallica, you know what I mean? Like, no, but they're getting, like, there's Rancid fans in the world. And guess what? Yeah. They're going to watch what this guy's doing. Like, this is, they got NFL shit going on. They got,
kind of
I love everything about what they're doing with all this extra shit happening.
This, you know, with the booking of him, like, added to the show, it kind of makes you feel like they maybe are kind of, like, playing off some of their music shows that they do have on Axe currently.
You're thinking way too smart and you're going to lose us some listeners. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's what they're thinking about now. Like, they're setting up all kinds of things and they're making about Anthem and to fit Axis. And if they actually have these, like you said, Lars, maybe Lars will be on a goddamn show this week. Maybe he's been on a show. I don't know. But yeah. Like, they're putting shit together, and yeah, it's a goddamn music show mostly. So, okay. I love it. I'm looking through this whole show. I love everything. Kazarian versus Eric Young. My favorite match in the world. The only thing I didn't like is, I don't know, maybe a little too many tables. I feel like just like a lot of tables and stuff. And the only thing I thought that was super interesting was when Kazarian had EY in the barbed wire, he was like choking him out, and he was, that was nasty.
Yeah.
Oh, also Eric Young. Also, Eric Young almost died at the end of this match.
Oh, yeah, when Frankie Kazarian hit the avalanche flux capacitor.
Oh, man, he hit I didn't even notice it. I had to watch it in slow motion. The corner of EY's head hit the table, and he was just gushing blood.
Yeah, I didn't know what happened, and then they showed it on replay, and it's like, you can tell that the table, like...
See, I didn't think they broke the table. I thought they totally missed the table, but then they showed the replay, and...
Yeah, that corner was...
Like, I was worried about EY, but then you could see Kaz is just standing there, and I guarantee he was waiting for, like, you know, he's not that bad or something. Someone's saying something. So Kaz looks down, and he goes, you asshole, and just walks away.
And I can't remember, but a couple wrestlers, a couple wrestlers coming out of Rebellion were not cleared to wrestle at the taping, so
EY's one of them.
Oh, okay, and then Myers was the other.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Also, happy belated birthday to Myers. Yeah, sorry. Got some bad allergies going on. Okay.
Here we go.
And now this was probably the most exciting thing of the night until the finale. Steve Macklin comes out. I mean, this was so good in every way. Steve Macklin comes out, says he has a new contract, and he got everything that he wanted. That made me pop. Santino comes out, who just makes me smile. I mean, I fucking love this guy. Like, compared to Scott, good God. He's so good at everything. He's just so much fun. And he brings out Santana. The return of Santana. Now, this was awesome, but I have to throw a big butt in here. Can we stop having Macklin lose?
Yeah. Yeah, someone just coming back or like with Nemeth.
It could have easily been a DQ. You know what I mean?
Macklin's
about to lose. He hits him in the balls, and they keep it going.
Or like a double count out or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like him here either, because you're kind of making him, like, you know, top two, top three on the heel side. You know what I mean?
That now that, like, Santana's a face, I feel like there would be too many heels. Santana, like, is a much-needed face. I don't know what the fuck Matt Hardy is. We'll get to that. I'm just reading his review. I don't know. This is a good question, I think, from Hall. That being said, he felt like he was doing the same move you see in almost every match that isn't likely to make him feel like a major star. This is for Santana. I mean, I don't really know what kind of moves you can do to become look like a major star, but I kind of agree. I mean, I don't know. I think I still see him as Santana, the tag guy.
Oh, definitely. But I noticed something right off the bat. Like, he's a lot more, like, stout and, like,
give him some mic time. I'm sure he's better than ever on the mic,
but it was good.
He got the win. Awesome to see him.
Good to see he maintained his, you know, wrestling shape and whatnot. Yeah. It improved upon it, you know,
and who the fuck knows where that goes. I mean, there's a lot of ex LAX people in the world. And who knows, maybe even Ortiz, they could make up. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure, just looking back, they've started fighting because they weren't getting AEW tag matches and they're a tag team. I mean, it's pretty simple, but whatever. Okay, so we look back at Spitfire, blah, blah, blah. The system is ready to retain their titles. Okay, I didn't know who this was. Moose brought in John Abraham, NFL star, to have his back.
No idea.
Okay, you either. But hey, it's an NFL guy. Like, again, like, I'm sure a lot of people know who this guy is. And it's like, what is that, the fifth goddamn random person from, like, NFL music?
And I don't know if you caught it, but there was a bit of a break in there. And then Tom Hannafin said, we got this gentleman that's representing something to do with the Players Association.
Oh, yeah, it was like 50. Oh, yeah. See, remember they had that year? Remember they did that years ago? They made, like, a deal with the NFL players, with the legends or something?
Yeah, anytime you got to deal with the NFL, I mean, that's nothing but money in the bank.
Yeah, yeah, seriously. I mean, and I love everything. They have so many cool things they did here. So, just mentioning a goddamn... Okay, so the system versus Speedball Mountain. Got to try and speed it up here a little. What did you think about this one? I do like Speedball Mountain, I got to say, even though Seven just looks so weird to me. He's like...
I do. What I don't like is... because
Seven's face.
Well, no, it's because Speedball's guilty by association. It kind of comes off like he's kind of a bit of a jobber at this point, because, like, you know, when you win one, you lose, you both lose, you know, and, like, I kind of feel like Seven's holding him back.
Yeah. And yeah. I think they just like the name Mustache Mountain more than anything. Oh, I'm sorry. What do they call it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Speedball Mountain, whatever.
I honestly would like to see him break off from Seven.
How many matches of the year does dude have last year? Like 10? Yeah. Now he's in a tag team? I mean, unless he's leaving maybe soon, I don't know.
Yeah,
put this goddamn guy in the X division, put him in any other division, get him away from Trent Seven, put anyone with Trent Seven. Khan, hey look, it's Trent Seven, you're both big, become a tag team. The end. And speaking of Khan, we'll get to that in a minute. Sorry. First, we have the champs retained, obviously, Edwards and Myers. Pretty damn solid team. And I really love Eddie Edwards, like, more than anyone.
Yeah.
Eddie has, like, such a dick look that, like, he just maintains all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that move that they set up, like, where he drops the elbow or whatever, that's spot on. I like that. And you could tell Eddie and Myers are enjoying themselves as a
Totally. That's another thing. They look like they're having a blast, these guys. I don't know if they're all friends, the system. I mean, they probably are. I mean, I'm sure Eddie and Moose.
That Eddie Edwards and Myers have kind of formed a pretty strong relationship, I guess.
I'm sure Eddie's been friends with Moose and whatever else. But okay, Josh Alexander versus Hammerstone. Oh, what an up and down match for me this was. I was so excited because Hammerstone was kicking Josh's ass. I was like, this is it. Yeah. We're going to get the fucking... And again, I don't hate Josh. I know it sounds like I do, but he's been on top for how many fucking years and it's not working. Look at the numbers. Yeah. I'm sorry. It doesn't work. He's boring as shit. Hammerstone is similar to Josh, but he's not boring. He comes out like fucking... feels like a cartoon character to me. He's like so jacked. You know what I mean? And like he just wants to kill people. I love everything about Hammerstone, but he lost. Josh wins, and that kind of put a little damper on
it. But it kind of feels like with the way they book Josh Alexander, he kind of comes off like our version of Kenny Omega or Will Ospreay. Like it seems.
I was going to say John Cena from years ago.
Management don't want to, I don't know.
Super Cena, remember that?
Yeah, they don't want him to lose. I mean, I guess it's kind of early for Hammerstone, I guess.
But even now, like after the shit that we... know what happened, like Josh wanted to leave. Like we know Josh wanted to leave. They kept him. They were like, fuck that, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, and I don't know.
But then maybe they had a nice talk afterwards. We're like, okay, I won't go anywhere and I won't be a dick. But you gotta fucking book me like I deserve.
My thing is Alexander's fully committed to the company, you know, I'll feel a lot better about his booking. But if he's here for
I can't trust someone who I have a picture of them wearing pajamas with Scott D'Amore, his wife, and Giselle, and his child. I can't. Too close to management.
Especially if you're a badass like him.
Oh, totally, yeah. Totally gay pajamas, too. And by gay, I mean lame, not he has sex with dudes. I'm talking about the 80s version of the word gay that I'm bringing back on this podcast. Okay, Knockouts title. Oh, man, this was... Some have called this the worst Knockouts title match in a pay-per-view in a long time. I argued about that just because I don't like the person who said it. But I mean, I looked back and yeah, it is, because I mean, every other match, I don't know if you went back, but Jesus, I don't even realize how Deanna heavy it was for like the entire year. Last year was mostly Deanna in almost every title match. And then what's her name? The champ that left, Naomi. I mean, she was much better than we all expected. But my thing was, okay, something is definitely wrong. They are now in a position where they can get pretty much, it looks like any dude that, you know, doesn't want to be in AEW, whatever. I mean, Matt Hardy, fucking, who did mention? Santana, who probably could go to WWE. I mean, I don't know, but the guy's awesome. And,
well, I think you're kind
of. But then the knockouts. What's wrong with the knockouts?
Yeah, it's very.
Could it be? What's the word? Not fallback. Could it be, you know, whatever happened with Scott, these girls know about. And they're like, fuck it, I don't want to be near that company.
Yeah.
Where are the fucking knockouts, man? We can't get knockouts. I've never seen anything like this. Ash by Elegance, what is she? That might have been the worst signing I've ever seen in the history of Impact.
Yeah, because
it's TNA.
Just like, you don't, like, tie it up in the ring. It's like she's always out ringside, or, you know, or.
Also, got to mention that was a Scott signing. Ash by Elegance. Terrible name. She sits in a fucking box. She does nothing. She's getting. People are talking about Sasha being a terrible signing. And yeah, sure, maybe. But this girl is healthy. She's totally healthy. She wrestled like two matches. She just sits there and watches shows. Also, awesome job by her getting that contract. I would love to watch wrestling for free. But yeah, she did absolutely nothing again, except, you know, getting invited by our good friend, the creepy dude screaming at the top of his lungs, Ice even though Man. It should be more of like a sexy kind of entrance, but.
Yeah, Iceman.
Iceman, yeah. Okay, so I don't think this was that bad. I mean, the Lander looked okay for a little, but I think everyone realized, you know, Jordan was going to win. Also, fuck Matt Cardona, bro. He couldn't even show up to this thing. Like, come on.
Yeah,
him not being there was huge. Like, him being on the outside would have made this match somewhat legit.
Well, there was mention of him being injured. I don't know how true that was.
I think he had an indie show, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, but you were right about this whole thing here. You felt like they kind of went with this on the fly. And I mean,
oh, totally, yeah.
I honestly didn't like all the lights going out for the pay-per-view. It felt like it kept.
Oh, sorry. Good point. Christian mentioned that. Okay, here's what they fucked up. This is where they fucked up. They fucked up really bad here. The lights went out earlier for, what, Santana?
Yeah.
Made sense. The lights go out later for Matt Hardy. Made sense. The fucking lights went out for Khan and, I'm sorry, PCO, which, yes, it does make sense in terms of PCO, but don't do it on a goddamn show when it's called Lights Out. I think Christian Thompson mentioned that, and I didn't even realize it, and I was like, oh, my God, yeah, that was so fucking stupid.
They also did it for our boy from Ohio.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ, I forgot about Sami Callihan. Holy shit. Good Lord. God. Wait, when did we miss it? When the fuck did he show up? Oh, he showed up in the knockouts match. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this was insane. I don't know what. Okay, I do have a thing here, though. I have a theory.
It was overbooked for sure.
Totally overbooked, but I have a theory. They had a deal. They thought they had a deal with Tessa. I mentioned before this started. I mentioned before even PWI put anything out there that they're having conversations with Tessa, which is a thing now. I think they thought they had Tessa here. She would show up, do something at the end. They were like, fuck, we're fucked. What do we do now? Somehow they thought of PCO, Khan, and bring in Sami Callihan. Like, this is just super weird, but I mean, I did mark out for Callihan.
Well, I don't know if you noticed, they mentioned that PCO didn't have a match on the card, which... what kind of show wouldn't have a PCO on it? You know,
I was waiting for him to come. Yeah, I was waiting for him to come at some point. I just didn't think it would be during a knockouts world title match.
See, this
also,
is
that not proof of how bad the knockouts or how weak the division is that they need dudes now?
Oh yeah, definitely. They definitely need to improve upon like some of the storyline.
Fuck it, drop it. Drop the knockouts title for a little bit. Let Jordan fucking. Call it an intergender title. Let Jordan face. I don't know if you saw, but I posted something recently. It was about the greatest intergender matches of all time. And pretty much everyone has number one, Sammy versus Tessa.
Well, what about Jay? Thought of something. Why not? I don't know. Pick somebody that's like the either currently either Jody Threat or Danny Luke, and pick who out of those two would face Jordan, and then why not unify that into you know a women's
title? Yeah, so there you go. Get rid of those fucking knockouts titles.
Yeah,
you can't have them with so few. Whatever. I'm a broken record with that, but knockouts just are disappearing now. What's the name? Who'd you say is gone? Did you tell me that?
Oh yeah, Tasha Steelz.
Tasha Steelz is gone, people.
And they think she's going with Hero.
Sorry. Yeah, and my whole thing was like, yo, fuck you, dude, who was bashing, the show about the calling it the worst match ever. Like, yeah, it might have been because of all the bullshit, but guess what? Who put them in that position? Scott, the man who pushed his girlfriend to the top right before getting fired. And if anyone doesn't think there's a connection there, I don't know what to tell you anymore. I've literally posted conversations with me and the president, the owner of the company, months ago before it happened. And then the second he puts her in the fucking title, the number one title, she became the number one fucking contender. Who was the number two contender? Nobody. He ran off every knockout. He buried them or he ran them out of the company. And then he left with shit. And this is what they're stuck with. So don't complain about fucking Anthem. Complain about Scott, people. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I wonder if a lot of the TNA knockouts that they did have saw the way that he was using Giselle. Exactly. And I wonder if maybe a lot of them said, fuck that, I'm out of here.
I mean, who wouldn't? If you were just, imagine working at your job and you see like, and you see some dude fucking the boss and he's getting the job you should be getting because you're not fucking the boss. Fuck that. Yeah. You can't have that. I said it for so long and people were like, oh, you're an asshole. They have a good relationship. It's fair and open. And I was like, it doesn't matter. It looks bad to people who want to come to the company and think, oh, wait, I have to stop. And I have to wait until Scott stops pushing his fucking girlfriend.
And when you think back to, the history of TNA, have you ever seen the Knockouts division so weak?
Never, even close. That's what the person asked. Somebody asked and I was like, dude, Ring of Honor, a promotion that is dead. They literally died. They have a better, much deeper Knockouts roster. It's not even close because they have 10 of them.
I don't doubt that at all.
That's all you need. They don't have a Jordan, but there's fucking 10 of them. Slammiversary Montreal, July 20th, they announced.
Oh, that's very cool.
This is weird. I don't know if we finished this, but Jordan got the win, obviously. What happened? A bunch of bullshit and then Sammy saved Jordan. That's pretty much how it ended.
Steph DeLander had gotten grabbed by PCO, and then I can't remember if the Good Hands got involved.
Watch the highlights, people. It was incredibly confusing.
Yeah, there was a lot of like we said, over.
But Jordan won, and I'd be shocked if we see DeLander again. I'm just looking. I just pulled up the. The tapings from last night, and she wasn't there last night.
But getting back to the Montreal announcement, that's very cool. Yeah. I believe this is the first time that we were ever been in Montreal that I can remember.
What happened to what's his name? That awesome place.
Rebel Complex.
Yeah.
What's interesting fact? I looked at that the other day.
So pretty. Rebellion.
And apparently last year we had Rebellion at the Rebel Complex. So.
Oh, that's when that was. Shit.
Yeah, last Rebellion.
Is it bigger? Is it hard to sell? Is that the thing?
Like you had mentioned, you seem to think that maybe it was pricey. I don't know. Maybe it just wasn't available when they were booking a venue. I don't know. But I do like its presentation. And
I love that fucking thing so much. It is beautiful. Like I'm not really into big like you with these things. Yeah. Yeah. Good Lord. Totally beautiful. Did you look at the upcoming one?
Oh, the Under Siege one?
No, Slammiversary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, the building where they're...
Well, it's not as good as the one I'm talking about, right? But maybe close?
But I think it will sell out fast, being Montreal so big.
Yeah. Also, how about a goddamn Bret Hart pop in? They literally just did a show, the Australian show that Bret Hart was like producing, or like, I don't know what the hell it was. Bret Hart presents or whatever.
A photograph of Moose and Bret Hart standing next to each other. So.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Okay, so TNA World Title, Nemeth versus Moose. Also, got to mention, I won $10 taking Moose. And if anybody would like to gamble with me on pro wrestling, I will always be there and take anyone's money. I felt like Moose had to win here. I don't know. What do you think is going on with? I think I'm leaving soon. Nemeth. I don't know. He hasn't really done much. What has he done? Okay, he had a good feud. He had a good feud with what's his name.
I think too, it's a case of playing into that story. Like he just come over to the company, and I think they kind of want to build. I mean, he really didn't really build himself to the world championship. I mean, he beat Macklin.
I do feel like old TNA would have put the title right on him because he's Dolph
Ziggler. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, and I think
maybe even Scott. I don't know. I mean,
oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't know. I feel like he was moving the title around a lot. Now he's stuck with Moose, and like Moose is a legit fucking champ, man. How long did we talk about Moose getting back to main event Moose before they even did it? Shit, we are booking these shows. We were talking about main event Moose months ago before when he was like a jobber or in a tag team or something.
Yeah, Moose has definitely been a pure champion for sure.
And he's a legit world champion, everyone respects. I mean, he can beat any, like, no one thinks it's crazy that he beats Dolph, you know what I mean? Like, and that's how good he is. So, yeah, I don't think it was great, though. I mean, I don't know. I thought the match was, I don't know, lacking a little. I don't know what it was, really. I wasn't really into it.
I think a lot of it, yeah, it was definitely kind of a little bit subpar. I'm not going to say, like, terrible or anything, because these two could never put on a terrible match. But, like, yeah. I felt like Nick Nemeth was trying to go for the danger zone way too many times.
Yeah. And, like, well, that might have been the story.
You know, and it's like, well, you gotta bring more than that against Moose. You know, I don't even know. I think he hit him with it the first time, and he didn't even pin him. I think he kicked out.
Well, props to Alicia. I don't know if you noticed, but at one of the points, she grabbed his leg.
Yeah.
Like, kind of thing. Like, she's so goddamn good at that shit. Like, she does it so quickly, you know what I mean? And, like...
Yeah, and you would think that she wouldn't be, like, game to that kind of stuff, because she doesn't really got a lot of TV.
Yeah, no. And, I mean, that's timing. That is, like, you have to be really good at timing to do things like that. Like, the way she does it, and then she backs away, you know what I mean? Like,
well, I know. And I think it takes a really awesome heel, like a Jimmy Hart, or, you know, and, like, she's kind of coming off like someone, yeah, like...
She definitely does not get enough. I mean, I really think she knows, like,
yeah,
she's not a great wrestler. I think she knows she's not a great talker, so she worked on everything she can do, and I think it's fucking great. Great for Alicia, who, again, we talked about years ago when she wasn't even on television. We were like, you just have her, and you have no fucking knockouts. Use her. And look, she's being used, and it's really cool. She's a great manager.
And I don't think wrestling right now uses too many, like, outside interferences and, like, having somebody pull them in the ring.
Especially when there's managers. Like, AEW has that fucking annoying as, oh, my God. He's the Bravo for AEW to me. He just comes out screaming with these white gloves on for Penta. And I mean, if anyone doesn't need a hype guy, it's Penta. He's like the coolest fucking looking guy in the world. And they got this goofball out screaming, you know, like this little fucking white goof looking like a fucking idiot. Totally unnecessary. And I don't know where that just came from, but I think it had something to do with something here. Maybe not. Whatever. So, lights went out. Well, sorry. No. Moose got the win. I think there might have been some bullshit. No?
No, the lights definitely did go out.
But that was after, right?
Yeah, after Moose had hit Nemeth with a kind of a really bad spear. Probably one of the worst spears I've seen Moose do in a while. I don't know if it was Nemeth.
Yeah, I swear. It's like, it was like a little bit awful night. I don't know. Like,
Nemeth didn't really compensate for him. I don't know if it's because of the lack of distance of attempting the spear and like it kind of awkward, kind of out of
position. To be fair, they might have been disillusioned or possibly mind controlled during this match because the lights went out and it's fucking broken Matt. Back where he belongs, TNA, the place that created the character that has worked nowhere else. It was a joke in WWE because WWE got control of it. AEW didn't let him do it because he started off doing this fucking stupid-ass teleportation thing that never really had anything to do with the character. But here's the thing about Matt Hardy. He could teleport in TNA because we know so much about the character. We watched like 2 years of backstory for this lunatic whack job character who might not even be sticking around. But if he does, I mean, I hope he does for a little bit. Give them some buzz, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he might wait around at least, if not for Under Siege, which is in 2 weeks again. Jay's.
But where's he going?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, the only thing I could see him honestly.
He's not. They. I don't care what they say. They're never going back to AEW. So it's, no, does WWE want them? And guess what? They were just in WWE like a year ago, right? And they got their fucking, you know, tag team run. That's all that WWE wants them for. The Hardy Boys, bullshit, tag team run. Nobody really cares anymore. They've done it already.
They're not
like,
going
to. Matt has to know this is the only place he can be broken, Matt. And people talk about lack of creative. How about putting Matt in creative?
Well, let's be fair, Jay. The we can, you know, people can naysay about him showing up, but we got to thank the Hardys for a better part of a year. They kept Impact.
They relevant. Carried the goddamn thing. Jesus, they had shows at their houses. That was during the Scott era, which again, everyone acts like, you know, Scott was the only fucking person who did anything when Matt Hardy was having matches at his own fucking house, saving them money. Whatever. I mean, I'd love to see Matt Hardy in, you know. I just don't think he is at the position in life where he understands he can't be the champion anymore. But we'll see. Like, maybe he knows. Like, I think I've seen a lot of people who are like, yeah, okay, I'm cool with him, but I don't want him in the main event scene. But I think it just looks that way. Like, how else are you going to bring Matt Hardy back? You can't bring him back in the middle of the fucking show. He's Matt Hardy. And it's broken, Matt. You know what I mean? This is like one of the most over gimmicks in the history of TNA wrestling. I don't care what anyone says. Look at the fucking numbers. Look at this YouTube shit.
Very spot on twist of fate he hit on Moose, too.
Yeah, he looked good.
Yeah, he looked, you know, fluent.
And I don't know if you see him. He's incredibly jacked. So this could be a twist on the character where he takes his shirt off and he's jacked. He can make this really fun, I think. But, okay. That's it. That's all the matches. Moose beat Nemeth. I think a lot of people don't like the Hardy thing. I'm so happy about Sammy, even though, I don't know, I feel like he never really lost some weight.
Well,
maybe it was an injury that he could never get over. I'm not sure.
I don't know really how anybody can fully hate the Hardy stuff because, like, well, what do you want? Do you want Tommy Dreamer coming down and making the same?
Exactly. God.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how you can
hate John? No, they want fucking Johnny Swinger coming down to make the save. That's what they want. The same fucking shit. The same fucking people. God forbid they do. God forbid they try.
Or the SD.
I can't believe any TNA fans are not stoked today that they actually have buzz and people are talking about them after an AEW dynasty was the next night. I was afraid they would get buried, but they didn't. It's mostly thanks to people like Matt Hardy and Sean Merriman. Like, that's what people are talking about because it's weird. It's like outside of wrestling, you know?
Did you see on YouTube that replay of Matt Hardy returning? It's like 1.1 million views right now.
No, but I figured. And now if you don't like spoilers, get the hell out of here. But before you get out of here, hit that like and subscribe button and come back next week. Okay. Spoilers from April 21st, which was yesterday. Speed Bowl.
I didn't watch the spoilers, so go for it.
It's not a good one. You're not going to like this one. Speed Bowl defeated Crazy Steve. I don't know. I like it because Speedball wins, but, like, don't make Steve just into a quick loser, unless it's playing on something. Like, you know, Steve has a losing streak. That's okay. Whatever. We'll see. Zachary Wentz defeated Leon Slater. That's an interesting one. Don't know if that'll be kind of sounds like an explosion match to me, but I don't know. Here we go. Decay. Ah, they defeated them. Damn. Viva Van and Alex Grazia. Two of the hottest goddamn... women on the whatever you want to call it, free agent scene. I mean, Viva Van is smoking and Grazia did Playboy. Mike Santana defeated Myron Reed. That should be a good one. This one hurts my heart. And I guess it means we have a fucking match for What's the next show?
Oh, Under Siege. It's coming from the Albany Armory.
Great. Look who the number one contender is yet again. Josh Alexander after defeating Frankie Kazarian. Blech. Josh versus Moose again. Fuck. Well, I'm going to skip that show. Zia Brookside defeated Ash by Elegance. Holy shit. Who is asking for these matches? Who wants this feud to continue?
Yeah, I don't.
Okay. I kind of hate this, but handicap match. Sami Callihan defeated the Good Hands. I hate handicap matches. Like, we like the Good Hands. You don't have to make them total fucking jerk off losers by having them lose 2-on-1 matches. I hate handicap matches. Like, and it doesn't really do anything for Sami. Like, does anyone think, oh, Sami's a star now because he beat two guys?
Well, that's the thing. Like, it's weird because, like, they spent all that time trying to build up the Good Hands to kind of make them a little bit competent. Now they're, like, they're losing handicap matches.
They just keep going back and forth. I mean, I guess, to be fair, they have gotten more dudes, so they kind of have to slide down a little.
Yeah.
This one. Eddie Edwards defeated Nick Nemeth. Shit. Ooh. And then Nemeth was in the ring.
Maybe going back to Japan or something.
Yeah, I could see him leaving somewhere soon. But, hey, whatever. Got some views. I mean, Nemeth was in the ring while the system argued with Ryan Nemeth that... Oh, shit.
Ryan.
I thought he was AEW.
Yeah, he's...
So that's Dolph's brother.
Yeah, younger brother, right?
Moose came in and hit Nemeth with the TNA World title, Nick Nemeth. Brawl afterward with Ryan Nemeth getting in the ring. Okay, that's interesting. Maybe this dude signed so we can hook up his brother.
Oh, okay.
He leaves, we get fake Dolphin. Whatever, I'd be cool with that. Mustafa Ali defeated Chris Bay. Don't love Bay losing, but Ali's a fucking beast. Sin City Street Fight. Hammerstone defeated Diener. Hammerstone had him in a torture rack and wouldn't let go. Jake something made the save. I'm fucking talking about. Hammerstone, Jake something. That's where he belongs. In the middle. Yeah. Not in the X Division. And how about this is another shocking one. Alicia Edwards, who we were just talking about, defeated Danny Luna.
Oh.
Also, I got to say, Danny Luna, good Lord, what an ass. Holy thickness. That girl is thick as fuck, and I love it. Joe Henry performs an apology song for AJ Francis, and I think that's why. So I think it was Alan Schrage asked, like, why do they have Henry lose so much? And I think this is why. Like, he's always over. You know what I mean? He can lose and then just sings a song, and he's crazy over.
Well, I mean, I think it made a lot of sense with him losing there, though, because, like, I mean, how many people interjected themselves into that match, you know?
But also, I think he basically... I don't want to say made, but, like, he did everything possible to put over that new team of, what the hell's their name? Dollar Bills or whatever the fuck. AJ and Swan. They wouldn't be over without Henry, you know what I mean? Like, Henry did everything to get them over, but whatever. We don't need the goddamn name, it doesn't matter, so. Here's another good one. An interesting one. Ace Austin defeated Trey Miguel. That's one... Two, three actual X Division matches. I think they're seriously doing it. They're starting to, like, put everything together. And then Jordan DeGrace defeated Miyu Yamashita, which really sucks because I put $50,000 on Miyu Yamashita to win that match. But, don't bet on people you don't know.
So that was at the tapings with Yama, huh? I knew they had a graphic of the match coming up. I wasn't sure if it was at the set of tapings or...
I mean, why not bring her in? Let her win a match or two. Let her face Jordan for the title instead of... Good Lord, yeah, I don't even know who's going to be next.
I kind of feel like that's the problem with, like, anybody that's going to face Jordan. It's kind of like the Josh Alexander syndrome. Like, we should have probably figured he'd beat Hammerstone and win the battle just because, like, you know, they don't like to bring in new guys off the street.
Well, that's also another thing. We have to remember, like, not everyone is signed. We don't know who's signed. I don't think anyone knows who's actually signed. But, you know, TNA is obviously going to push the people they sign, just like anyone does. It's like AEW pushes Willow Nightingale, who is mid as fuck, and she's like their top women's champion now, just because she's an AEW person. Instead of putting that title on Deonna, who's not an AEW person, because that's how they do it. WWE does like that too.
I don't know if you noticed going into the pay-per-view, right to start off the show, they got a shot of negative BQ.
Oh, you did mention that, yeah. First off, this dude is so negative. Why is he even going to the goddamn shows? He's crying all the time about Scott and everything, and then he's sitting fucking... Not
really how I want to start off the pay-per-view.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure heard Danny Luna was wrestling and wanted to see that ass up close. And I can't blame him for that one. But, yeah, not a fan. Also, in case anyone missed it, there's a new Deadpool trailer out, and it's fucking incredible. Holy shit. Oh, my God. Yeah, new Deadpool Wolverine. Oh, my God. Also, Gary, what is the movie we both watched recently?
Oh, Lowlifes.
Lowlifes on Tubi. Everyone check it out. It's one of the first times me and Gary agreed on a horror movie. It's a mix of my horror, which is kind of lame horror. I just like people getting, scared and like things like that. Gary likes people's arms getting chopped off and things like that.
I watched a really cool one last night, Late Night with the Devil. Basically, it's like takes place in the 70s, and this guy's kind of like trying to be Johnny Carson, and he's losing viewers, and like the show's about ready to go off.
And he makes a deal with the devil.
And I don't know, they had this like girl that's like she's like possessed, and like all this madness starts happening on the set, and like people are dying, and I don't know, it just was really fun. I highly recommend that if you get a chance to see that one too, Late Night with the Devil.
Maybe I'll check it out. The rest of you, whatever. Olddistractions.com. It's a website that I used to own and now somebody else owns. But they're doing whenever there's a wrestling show on, they have it on there for free. Pretty cool. Not sure how legal that is, but I ain't the owner. All right. We'll see you next week. Awesome show. Stop being little bitches about everything. And, talk nice about the product. Promote it. Look at the good things, not the bad things. And we'll see you next week.
See you next week.